Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
A good day, listeners. This is Business Resolutions, Jorge Gonzalez. And as you know, this is the program where I interview and dialogue with business persons and professionals and see what their experiences have been and how we can learn from those experiences in terms of developing our own businesses, our own professions, and in terms of developing Puerto Rico, our economic development, and our personal and the quality of life in Puerto Rico. And my guest today is Jaime Escalona. Hey, Jaime, good day.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Jaime was the president, the chief executive officer of Eli Lilly Puerto Rico, the manufacturing operations of Eli Puerto Rico for, what, some 28 years, 30 years?
More or less.
And the last 10 years, I was in charge. Okay. But you were with Eli Lilly
for 28 years.
28 years. And you, like me, only worked with one entity.
That's correct.
I with McConnell and you with Eli Lilly. So we have that in common, this stubbornness and perseverance or loyalty, the good words there. So basically, Jaime, and now Jaime is retired and enjoying life. He's changed a little bit different from my. I'm making life more difficult for myself, but Jaime has been retired and travels a lot. We'll go into that during the course of the dialogue. But in terms of your role at Eli Lilly, first of all, tell us, you know, what were the areas that gave you the most satisfaction? Where you look back and you say, you know, I'm really proud of these accomplishments. And then we can talk about some of the challenges, but let's talk about the good part first.
Well, I'm very proud of the productivity of our operations on the island. They were excellent compared to the standard pharmaceutical manufacturing operations.
In Puerto Rico or in the States or in the world?
Well, I'm very proud of the local ones, but they were up to the same level. An excellent level as the rest of the world. I'm very proud of the productivity and the people that we hired. We had excellent people that as a result we were able to be very successful.
And these people, you had at the beginning, I remember 936 companies, they brought in a lot of people from the States, but
that's correct.
And you saw that development where instead of bringing people from the States, we brought people from Puerto Rico. But you also, I think you told me you also brought people from Puerto Ricans from the States here.
Yeah, we through our Indianapolis company, we were able to hire Puerto Ricans from different universities, like for example Georgia Tech, and we were able to grow our people level. Through hiring through universities and also through local people. When we started back in 1976, there were not too many people available, but we were stubborn and we were able to get people from Mayagüez that could eventually take care of our operation. Now that's what happened. Most of the managers, if not all of them, were from Puerto Rico eventually. We were able to grow our expertise to that level. As a matter of fact, some of those people went to other parts of the world. Puerto Ricans went to other parts of the world to support other industry, other Lilly facilities, like in France and Spain.
And Lilly, in terms of developing the person, in this case, Jaime Escalona, what did Lilly do in terms of developing Jaime Escalona, in terms of your intellectual, your development as an administrator, as a business person? What did it, how did it do it, and what did you achieve because of their success and those endeavors of developing Jaime Escalona as the?
Well, the first thing that they did was to give me different experiences throughout the corporation, including Indianapolis. I work in different areas. And then Lilly has a program that is called the Executive Development Program, in which I was able to study in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there were executive programs in Harvard and Babson. And it was very intensive. I spent a number of years doing my regular job as a manager and then going into this to these programs.
Or is this what, 6 week programs? A
6 weeks. Some of them were a year on and off. The most intensive one was in Michigan, in Ann Arbor. That was a long, long one. So Lily prepared me through these experiences and these programs.
And in terms of developing you, I mean, this is more in the, that development is a leadership development and financial development.
Financial and, business development. Of course, people handling programs is very important for Lilly. And everybody in Lilly, everybody in management takes some of those programs, because at that time it was very important, the people development and people handling program.
You were in charge of Puerto Rico. You started off in training in Indianapolis. That was the first. Now you said you did training in universities in the United States. You did training in Indianapolis,
right,
with Lilly. And then what other assignments in terms of developing you?
Well, Lilly Lilly sent me, offered me to go to Spain to set up the capsule plant in Madrid. Back in 1972, I have been working with Lily for about 3 or 4 years. I was a young guy at that time. I had a baby of a boy of 2 years old, and my wife was pregnant, as a matter of fact. So Lily sent me there to help build the plant. When I got there, the plant was not built. But Lily already had the contract for the building the plant. So the plant was built, the machines came in, we hired people. Some of the people were hired because of the language problem. We sent mechanics to Mexico, sent about 11 mechanics. I went with them. And then eventually
these were American, the mechanics?
They were Spanish mechanics.
Oh, Spanish mechanics that go to Mexico.
From Madrid.
Okay.
They didn't know any English.
Oh, they went to Mexico. They went to Mexico for training.
And then
technical training.
Technical training.
Okay.
So they spent, we spent about 6 weeks or 8 weeks in Mexico. And then we moved them to Indianapolis.
And Puerto Rico wasn't an option then for the training?
Because there was no plan.
Oh, there was no plan. This was before. This was just starting.
There was a plant here, but the operation that they were going to do in Spain was sort of different
okay,
than here, because in the operation here, we had a capsule plant here also, but it was for our own use. In the Spanish operation, it was for selling, basically for business. So the machines had to be changed continuously. So it was a different type of operation. So we sent them to Indianapolis eventually. Some of them came to Puerto Rico also, but most of them were trained in Indianapolis. So we started the plant.
And what other experiences did you have within the development in Eli Lilly? You have Indianapolis, you have the universities, you have Spain. Any other developments that they had?
I worked in Indianapolis for a while also.
You resided in Indianapolis?
We resided in Indianapolis for a while. So and then we came back to Puerto Rico to set up the Criolla.
The old beer,
and that was converted into a biochemical operation. So I came back to Puerto Rico for that plant. And then I stayed in. Eventually there was a consolidation of the Lilly facilities into one company, Eli Lilly Industries at that time. It has changed names since, but all the operations came under one person.
And at the heyday, at the top, how many employees did you have here, Eli Lilly, in the manufacturing?
1,200, about 1,200 for some, for a number of temporaries, which we always had. But those were, working in the operations. Remember, we had a contracted most of the rest of the work, like the cafeterias and cleaning and so on.
So The 936, they always, the position of the government and in the 936 industries that produce 3, 4, 5 indirect employees for each direct employee.
Oh, yes.
The eventually you also were assigned beyond Puerto Rico, right? I mean, there was...
Yes, eventually my last, before I retired, I had responsibility for Latin American representations. I was in charge of a group of FIFARMA. And what we do, and Lily was the company behind this, was working with the governments in terms of intellectual properties and some of relationship. And Lily had a lot of interest in what happened in Latin America.
Making sure that these different countries protected the intellectual property, the patents especially, that
and,
were so
and
valuable.
Recognizing the ethical pharmaceutical companies, because in Latin America there are a number of local pharmaceutical, but the ethical pharmaceutical companies from the USA are also there. So it was sort of trying to improve the communication, the relationship of the external pharmaceutical companies with the local governments.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss this. It's always interesting, the U.S. mindset, the cultural mindset within the business world, the Puerto Rican mindset, and then the Latin American mindset.
Sure.
And you were able to encompass all three, and I look forward to sort of discussing how you see the differences there and the challenges. So we'll be right back with this break. I'm with Jaime Escalona, who worked with Eli Lilly.